The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete and of low audio quality. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
All right, do you believe that to be the truth? Do you believe it? Do you believe if the angel of the Lord, who I've been testifying about, sent me here to pray for you, that what I tell you is the truth? He told me to go pray for the people. No, not go heal the people. Go pray for the people. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. Not me, God. If you'll just believe. Now I'll pray and be sincere with every one of you. Do you believe you'll get well now? Now you don't, no matter the Holy Spirit, if he doesn't tell you one thing, still you believe that it's the truth. Is that right? The rest of you out there, you believe the same thing? All right. Then just be reverent. All right. Now, Billy, if you'll help lead him up here. Now, you believe God will heal you. Now, you're here and you're sincere. I am too. Now, I want you to be well. God knows that. And I believe you want to be well or you wouldn't be here. Now, if I'll ask God to heal you, do you believe he'll do it? All right, I'm going to ask you, what's your trouble?
Arthritis.
And you have arthritis in the spine. And yes, yes, Now, you believe I know that before you told me? I certainly did. If God's my judge, I know just before you walked up there, you had it, see? But, yes. But now, look, lady, let's let that go. See, that's right. But would you believe that the truth of it is, if I pray for you, God will heal you?
Yes, sir.
You do. All right, come here. Now, our Heavenly Father, here's something new. But I'm doing just what you told me. You said get the people to believe and then pray for the sick. And you said you'd heal them. If I could get to believe and would be sincere when I prayed, then not even cancer would stand at the prayer. Lord, I'm not responsible for that. Thou art. And I'm doing what you told me. Now I pray that you'll heal this woman with all of her conditions and will make her well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you now, sister. Go believe it. Now wait. Yes, sir. You believe that you're healed with the arthritis?
Yes, sir.
Let's just move your feet up down. Do you believe right now you're healed? Well, sure you are. Sorry. Now you're healed, aren't you? Now here, let the lady testify. Are you healed, sister?
Yes, sir.
Now raise your hands up like this.
Praise Jesus.
Is that right? You see, it isn't discernment. It's the prayer of faith that saves the sick. God bless you. Now go rejoicing and never have arthritis no more. Now, come, sir. See, it isn't discernment. I don't think that he's not here. He is. He's here, can do anything that he wishes to. That's exactly the truth. Just have faith. Now, this man here. Now, I don't have to tell you what's wrong with you. You know what's wrong with you. But I can tell you what's wrong with you. You believe that? By the gift of God. You believe that?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
All right. What's wrong with you? You have stomach trouble.
Yeah.
Is that right? You've been operated on. And they took a big push of your stomach away. It was caused by an ulcer. And the ulcer's come back. Is that right? And you have a habit that you're doing, smoking. And you shouldn't do it because that nicotine goes right into your stomach and keeping your ulcer going all the time. Will you forsake it all? Then go get healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. See? All right. Come, lady. Now, I don't have to tell you what's wrong with you. You know what's wrong with you, don't you? But do you want me to tell you what's wrong with you? Well, you have TB. Is that right? Then go on, get healed. I say, I come. Now, you don't have to do that. No, you believe, sir? No, if I tell you yes or no, don't make any difference. Or anything about you, you believe I pray and ask God, he'll make you well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the man. He's got faith. He believes that he wants to get well. Go heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go right on, sir. Believe with all your heart. All right, come. You believe, sir? Without saying a word, if I ask God, God will make you well. Is that right? Come here. Lord Jesus, with the sincerity of my heart, I pray that you'll heal this man. And now he's come here sincere. He's come wanting to be made well. And I ask that you'll do it. In Jesus' name, I lay my hands on him. Now I ask with the sincerity of my heart that this heart trouble will leave him. Grant it, Lord. Through Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, brother. Now go believing with all your heart. Come, brother. Of course, I know you and know that you're new. But let this be the night it's over, will you? Yes, sir. God be merciful to my dear brother. Knowing this nervousness was born in him from his mother and father before him. Knowing his poor mother being a nervous woman. And here he has suffered all of his life. But may this be the night, and we know, Lord, that nothing short of a miracle will ever heal the man. And I pray, God, that as he staggered and tried and bursted in, trying his best to get faith, I pray, God, that you will somehow move back and accept the little faith that he has and perform a miracle and healing, and may he return to his home and get well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, that wasn't a hereditary thing. You've been nervous all your life. Your mother before you was nervous. Now, you go and just beginning to thank God. I believe that God has healed you tonight, my brother. You won't have to do it. Yes, sir. Don't never use tobaccos no more. Just go right ahead and serve the Lord. All right. You believe. You believe without saying one word about the baby or anything, God will heal it. You believe that? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal both mother and baby. And may they go away from here tonight happy, rejoicing, and be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Now, mother, go believing that God will make you and baby both well. All right, will you come, sister? Do you believe, if I'll ask God with all my heart, that you believe the prayer of faith shall save the sick? I'll admit I'm just a little nervous, you see, because I see things happening amongst the people, and I'm keeping it to myself, see. But what I want to do, I want to get everybody prayed for, as I promised. But you believe that God will make you well. You know what I know what's wrong with you, don't you? You know that. But I don't have to tell you. I know your life. God would reveal it to me right now if I'd ask him. But what about it? Let's just pray for God to heal you and go ahead and be made well. Is that right? You believe that? Come here, just. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman, believing if she's sincere. Now lay hands upon her and ask her that she'll get well. Grant, Lord, may the Holy Spirit take this case in his hands tonight, knowing that she's seriously sick. And I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe you're healed?
I do.
You believe you're healed? You believe the heart trouble's left you and you won't have it no more. Is that right? All right, then go rejoicing in me. All right, come now. You believe, lady?
I do.
All right, then bow your head. Our Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this poor, nervous, afflicted woman. And may she leave from here tonight, go home and be made well. May the Spirit of God come upon the woman, and may she never no more doubt, and may she get completely whole. I lay my hands upon her in the name of the Son of God, and knowing this, that you said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. You said Elijah the prophet was a man like we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained for 3 years and 6 months. And again he prayed, and the heavens give rain. I ask for her healing, Lord, upon the merits of Jesus Christ, death at the cross. Amen. All right, God bless you, sister. Now go rejoicing and get well. All right, bring the next patient, if you will. All right, come. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless this woman, and may she go home made well tonight. May she be healed and never suffer no more. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now you believe, sister. Do you accept your healing? Do you believe that it's the honest truth? If God will confirm his word and say it's the truth, well, then you have no right to doubt, is it? That's right. Now go believing and get well. God bless you. All right, come. Now, everyone just as reverent as you can be. You believe, lady? Won't have to tell you what's wrong with you, will I?
No, I guess not. There's so many things.
Yes, uh-huh. What you're trouble with is your arthritis that's bothering you. And you have female trouble and catch under your side, which is spleen trouble in here. You just have everything wrong with you. But do you believe that God will make you well is the subject?
Yes,
all right, come here. Lord Jesus, with all my heart, I ask you to heal the woman. May she go away from here tonight knowing the poor thing can never be healed without you heal her. And I'm just laying my hands up on her as a mother, and I ask, Lord, that you will heal her in Jesus Christ's name. You know the sincerity of my heart as I pray. Amen. God bless you now, sister. Go rejoicing and be happy. Now, do you believe, lady?
Yes.
With all your heart. Yes. Have you read that little book yet?
I haven't read this one. I read one like it.
Yes, you did. Did you like it?
Sure.
You enjoyed it. Well, I'm glad you did. Now, you know that I know what's wrong with you. But if I'll ask God, will you get well? You believe you will. You accept your healing. Now, Heavenly Father, as seeing the mark behind this woman's life here, I pray that you'll heal her. May she go away from here tonight and get over this horrible thing that's bothering her. May it leave her tonight and never come to her again. I pray that it'll go away in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You're just conscious of what was wrong with you. It's cancer, so you. But now, if you believe you're healed, go ahead. God will be with you. All right. The little boy?
Yes.
Sweet little fellow. Now, little boy, I want to ask you something. You believe the Lord Jesus here to make you well?
Yes.
You're the mother of the child?
Yes.
All right. Now, look, sister. You know if there's anything I could do to help that little fella, I'd do it. I got one standing there. I got two at home, see. But there's nothing I can do, Mother, only point you to someone who's already did it, if you can draw from it with your faith. Let me talk to the little laddie. He's been very sick, so yes, that's right. Look here, sonny boy. Jesus make you well, won't he, honey? You believe that? You believe, Brother Branham, or just ask Jesus all my heart that your heart trouble will leave you and you'll get well? You believe that? All right, you come here now. Lean right up against me like this. Oh, God. Be merciful, Father. Poor little fellow in this condition right here. I pray as your servant that you'll heal him. May he go home and get well. Father, I bless him in the name of Jesus Christ that he'll get over this. Amen. That's the way, sister. I believe it, Lord. That's right. And God bless you, honey. Now you go home and you go. Healing of this woman. As I lay hands up on her, and with all my heart, I'm trying, Lord, to pray the prayer of faith. May not be long, but you're not in so many words. Just the sincerity of our hearts. I ask for you to heal her in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. I believe it's your blessing. Well, go and be well. Don't you believe that?
Yes.
All right. Well, you come, sister. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe it, he'll make you well. Now, I'm just joining my faith with yours for a little short prayer to God. Won't have to be long. Just so I asked him, and you asked him too, and we're standing in his presence to believe. Is that right?
Amen.
All right, come here. Now, our Heavenly Father, I lay my hands upon the hand of this woman, your servant, my sister, and I ask for her healing. And now may she go from this building tonight and be made well. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask this blessing. Amen. Now, go believing with all your heart, thanking him. Now, as you go thanking God. Go say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Be thankful for it. All right. You believe, sir?
Yes, sir.
Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to heal him. May he go from here tonight well, sound. May not have to use this thing no more. May it go away from him. And may he be made completely whole in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Now, you're going to be well if you believe it. Do you believe it?
I believe.
All right. So then go and move. All right. Come now. Do you believe, sister, with all your heart? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her. I ask in Christ's name for the power of God to come up on the woman and may she go away from here well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing with all your heart. Now, of course, you see it's on the little lad. Do you believe? You just accepted Christ as your personal Savior, didn't you? See, the glory's still on you. Now, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless her. May she go from here tonight, her and the little lad, and may they both be well as I ask sincerely along with hundreds of others who are in prayer right now for them in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Now go believing. It'll get all right. All right. Come, little lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Why, you're young to have that kind of a condition. How long have you had this kidney trouble? And how old are you? All right. Do you believe he'll make you well? All right. Come. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the girl. May she go from here tonight, be made completely whole. I pray this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. I go rejoicing, go believing, sister, and affliction will leave you. All right, do you believe, lady? Our Heavenly Father, I bless our sister here tonight in Jesus Christ's name that she'll go from here being made whole. In Christ's name I ask it. Amen. Now you accept your healing, sister? Go thanking him. Now there's nothing like, you don't see miracles or something. You're not hit that line yet. God could do it right anywhere you want to, but if you believe right out there, he'll do it. Don't you believe that? But the people are being healed. Just have faith in God. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart?
I've been believing about 30 years.
Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll heal the woman. May she go from here tonight and be made well as I lay my hands up on her as a believer, asking that you'll confirm her faith to her and make her well. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go thanking God.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Now, sister, do you believe with all your heart?
Yes, I can.
Lord, I pray for this poor little thin woman. Knowing her condition, I know, Lord, that you're the only one can help her now, and I pray that you'll grant it. May your servant's prayer come before you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing now and rejoicing, and God will hear. All right, come. Now, this woman here being a little deaf, I want you to keep your heads bowed everywhere I can sing. All right. Lord Jesus, I pray that you may your spirit come to the woman and make her whole. Lord, may the evil leave her, may be cast away through Jesus Christ's name. You believe, sister?
I'm trying to.
You hear me, all right? Put your ear with your heart over here. Do you hear me, all right? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Certainly.
That's good. God bless you. Now go believing with all your heart. You can hear? That's right. All right, sir. The Lord bless you. Thank you, folks, for bowing your head. All right. A little baby? Yes, sir. You believe that God will heal it? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this baby. It may go from here tonight and be well. I bless it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? Believe God will make you well? I know there is. Nervous as you can be, stomach trouble and everything, all upset. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her. May she go and get well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you. Now, the thing I want you to do, lady, go right out of here acting like it now.
Amen.
See? You got faith, have you? All right, then make your faith. Faith without works is dead, just the same as the body without the spirit in it is dead. All right, then go and act the same way, and God will bless you. All right, your little boy? All right, do you believe God will heal him and make him well? Lord Jesus, I bless this little laddie. Come a long way. Down over the prairies and everything, get here. But thou art here to make him well. I pray, God, that you'll do it and may return back showing us how God has healed him. Bless this mother, Lord, who's been faithful. I pray that you'll grant these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You've longed for this a long time, lady. You've come a long ways to receive it, haven't you? Now go believing. You shall have it. God bless you. You believe, lady? God, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well tonight. May she leave from here happy and rejoicing in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing now. God will bless you. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal our sister. I'm here to ask your blessings upon her. Pray that you'll grant it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now go believing with all your heart. God will make it well. All right, you believe now for the little baby and yourself too. All right, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless both mother and child. May they go from here tonight, and may your blessings rest upon both of them, and may they be well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now you're going to believe?
Yes.
All right, go rejoicing and being happy. All right, come, lady. All right. You believe with all your heart? Was you on the platform just now? Both of you. What was your trouble, lady? What's that? Varicose. That wasn't it.
Stomach.
Are you connected with that woman sitting there? Isn't that your mother-in-law or something like that? Isn't that right? She has cancer, don't she? That's what was touched just then. It's you, lady. It's you. All right, stand up. That's God bless you. I thought it was cancer. You, being that you asked, you want to believe too? A growth. You believe it'll leave you? You believe God will heal you and make you well? The chest trouble, and you go home and get well? You believe it in your chest, and you believe God will make you well? All right, sir, then you can go home and be well too. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal this woman, and may she go home and get well. I pray in Jesus Christ's name that you'll grant it. Amen. God bless you now. Go believing with all your heart. You believe, lady? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman and may she go home and get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you now. Go believing with all your heart. You believe, lady? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless this woman and may she go home and get well as I bless her in Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you now. Go believing, having faith, and God will grant it to you. You believe that? All right, sir. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart now? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless this woman. May she go home and get well as I ask this blessing as your humble servant in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you can go and believe with all your heart and get well. Do you believe, sir?
Yes, sir.
Believe that God will make you well.
Yes, sir.
Lord Jesus, I pray for my brother that you'll send him home from here tonight. May he go and recover from this and be completely healed. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sir. All right. You believe with all your heart. Now do you, sir?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
All right, I just want to check that. Something hitting over in there, and I didn't know what it was. I see your kidney trouble, though, and things. It's gone. You go ahead. All right. Have faith. Brother, you want to believe, too? You want to stop a habit that you're doing? You want to quit smoking cigarettes?
Sir.
All right, then go on. Your sins are forgiven. Go on in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come. Do you believe, sir?
Sure.
Lord God, I pray that you'll heal the man and make him well. May he go home from here and get healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Confess your sins before you come in the line, friend. See? All right. Have faith in God. Do you believe? Oh, how God could just... Who's got prayer card X? How many X's are there? Let's see your hands. Is that about out there, are you, son? Our last one. Let the prayer card X's come down here next. And bring your... Everyone who's got prayer card X, come next right in here. All right? Believe with all your heart. Come, sir. You believe me to be his prophet?
Sure do.
You and I are strangers, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
You're just a man.
That's right.
We met here together, and this is our first time knowing each other in life.
That's right.
That's right. You believe that God could tell me what was wrong with you?
Yes.
You're a mighty young man, but you got arthritis.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
All right, if I tell you Jesus had healed you, would you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Then he has. Go, and God bless you and make you well. All right, sir. Feel different about that now, don't you? That's right, you're healed, brother. Go on rejoicing. You believe, sir, with all your heart? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the man. May he go away from here tonight and be made completely whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Go and rejoice now. Be made happy. You believe. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, this deaf spirit is deaf in this woman's ear so she can't hear the gospel. Come out of her, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name. You hear me? How long have you been there?
Many years.
Can you hear me? 3 years. Listen. In this ear over here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Go. God bless you. Come. TV. Is that right?
That's right.
Does that satisfy you?
Right.
You said, tell me what's wrong with me. I told you. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, do you believe you're healed?
Right.
Accept it and go on, man. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. God is here. God is full of mercy. God knows every one of you. That's right. He can heal every one of you right now if you believe him. Do you believe? Believe with all your heart. Just have faith in God. God will grant it. Now, this seems to be better to me than the other. Amen. It really does. I see what's going on. God knows that's the truth. People pass by here, but it ain't necessary. Come, sir. Here's a man coming. Here's hard of hearing. You're a deaf one. Watch. Bow your head. Satan, you who bound this man, thou devil, come out of him. He can't hear the gospel. He can't hear the word. He's deprived of this. You've done this so you could cause him to walk before a vehicle and be killed. But I come as God's servant challenging you by a divine gift which is ministered to me by an angel. You're exposed. Come out of him in Jesus Christ's name. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You hear me now?
Yes, sir.
You hear me all right? Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Perfectly normal and well. How long have you been that way there?
About 6-7 years.
Both ears?
No, not just. Yes, that's it.
Just one ear. You hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Normally?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm going to whisper to him and watch him through here now. I'm going to say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You're healed, sir. You also with a little nurse sitting at the moment. Is that true? I see you when you throw. Is that the truth? You're healed of that also. Let's say thanks be to God, everybody. You believe me? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the little lady. May she go from here and be made completely well. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. Now go believing with all your heart. All right? You believe, lady. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her. And as she passes over this platform tonight, may she go and be made well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask that. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing now. Have faith. Do you believe, young lady, as you come in? Father, I pray that you'll heal her. As your servant stands here, I lay my hands on her to bless this poor mortal. In Jesus' name, may she get well. Amen. Go believing now, sister, with all your heart. All right, you come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart?
All my heart.
Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless this woman and may she go from here tonight and be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. How you've tried for a long time. It's happened to you now. If you go on and believe, God bless you. Go on.
Yes, yes,
yes. And then come now. All right, sister. Of course, you realize it's your trouble. It's your eyes. You're going blind. Do you believe that God's going to make you well? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the girl. May her sight not leave. Thou blind spirit, leave the girl, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name, who I represent, that this child's sight will be spared. Amen. God bless you, little lady. Go believing now. You'll never go blind. If you believe, all right. Well, you come, sister. You believe with all your heart. My, you're having awful trouble, aren't you? fighting every day. You got the hardest thing to get over there is it's nervousness. Yes, sir, you got a mental distress, nervousness. You're always dropping things too, aren't you? I seen you almost drop some dishes the other day down there when you stand up at that sink. But now God is sure to make you well. Do you believe that? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll make this evil spirit leave her. May it go from her tonight. I ask in Jesus' name. Now look, sister. Now let me tell you something. You can't get a hold of yourself. Satan tells you you're going to lose your mind and everything. You will if you continue on. But look here. Here, look. Look, you've got to get a hold of yourself before you can do anything. The blessing up on there, you wouldn't get out of this building until Satan would tell you there was nothing to it. And then when you do, you're lost back again. See, you've got to get your up here. See, you've got to believe you're well. Then go. You believe that you're healed? Then go act like it. See, just go thanking God. Don't even say nothing about nervousness no more. Go on. Don't accept nothing that the devil gives you. Just go on, thank God. You've been all scrupled up in your life, too. I see that, all kinds of mix-ups. Now, you go on believing God. You're a little nearsighted, too, aren't you? When you read anything, you hold it close to you. I see you when you're just a child in school. Now, you go on and believe God, and you're going to get well. Now, go shouting and rejoicing and thanking God. Do you believe now, sir? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the man, and may he go from here tonight and be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you now. All right, you believe for the little girl, do you? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this child. The Satan has did this evil to her, but thou art here to remove this affliction, this curse that Satan has put on the child. May it leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart. Believe you're going to get well, and you too, mother. All right, come now, lady. Oh, Sister Wood, God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, as this dear sister, hailing from down in my own country, I pray now that while the angel of God is near, that you will bless this woman and may she go home and this all leave her and never come to her again. I pray, God, that you'll grant it in the name of your holy child, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Sister Wood. I believe, Sister Wood, with all my heart, that tumors I believe you're going to be normal. God bless you. I just said to the woman, because I know her. Her husband is a bosom friend of mine. Oh, he's standing around here somewhere. He's just always standing right down here. All right. You believe, sister? You believe?
Yes, sir.
You with all your heart.
Yes.
I won't have to tell you what's wrong with you. Just go ahead and pray for you and you'll get all right. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
You believe that? All right. Come here and you won't have arthritis. Well, go ahead. Your arthritis left you anyhow. So you all right. Believe now with all your heart. You believe, sister? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll touch the woman as I lay hands upon her as your servant. All I know how to do, Lord, is bring them to you. You said that prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up. I believe that your words are true. I ask you to heal her through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, you believe you're going to get well?
Yes.
Go now, if you believe it, then you have to act like it.
That's right.
Go and believe it. All right, dear. God bless you. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman, and may she go like the other woman and be made well through Jesus' name. Amen. Now, go believing, sister, with all your heart, and God make you well. All right, come, lady. With the little one? All right, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the child and the mother. May they both get well, Lord, as I lay hands up on them, asking that your spirit will come up on them and heal them both in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe now, sister? Go thanking God for both you and the child, and God will make you well. Do you believe, sister? Our Heavenly Father, I ask in this healing service tonight, standing here, exercising, trying my best to believe for every person with all my heart, that you will heal this poor woman. May she go through here tonight, this act of faith, make her well. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. I go being thankful, thanking God. All right, brother, with the little boy. Of course, you know I know what it is, Brother Funk. It's a little boy that's had a polio. All right, Lord Jesus, I lay hands upon my little innocent brother here and ask that you'll heal him and these braces may be removed from his legs and he'll be a normal, well child. Almighty God, respect the faith of this father and this family who are fighting desperately, Lord, to heal this baby to be healed. I pray this blessing with all my heart in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you with him. All right, do you believe, young man? Lord, I pray that you'll heal him and may he go from here tonight and be made completely whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go believing now with all your heart. All right, come, brother. You believe that God will heal you and make you well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal him and make him well and may he have faith now to be made completely whole. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, do you believe with all your heart you have many things wrong with this besides your arthritis? Stay with that. Now, when you get down there at the end of the rope, take that old cane hanging on your shoulder and go walking on. Now, just go on. Now, all right, how do you believe? All right, come, sir. All right? You're just a newborn babe. You just accepted Christ a while ago and for you as your personal Savior. Is that right? Nice. All right. Howard, I know you was, but I know that God has made you whole. Lord Jesus, I pray that in the act tonight that you'll both, now as you've healed him spiritually, that you'll heal him physically also. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go believe in now, brother, and get well in Jesus' name. Come back. Now, where's the other prayer cards? X, Y, Z. All right. All right. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal the man made go from here tonight and be made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. What's that? All right. Come, lady. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman and make her go from here tonight completely whole in Jesus Christ's name. I ask that. Amen. All right. Let's wait just a moment now and believe with all your heart. Do you? People sitting here this well. You bothered nervous trouble sitting out there, wasn't you, sir, just as she passed by that man sitting out there at the end of the row. Wasn't you, sir, sitting right back there? You had a nervous condition sitting right there at the end of the row. If you accept it now, you can go home and be well. God bless you. That's the way to do it, brother. And you can go be made well. God bless you. I've seen the light as a sweat over you there. Oh, how wonderful our Lord Jesus is. How marvelous. Now he's over the whole building. He's sure to make you everyone well. Now look, friends, have you got any right to doubt me? Not a bit. Because I come here the first of this service, and I told you of what God had said. Now you, as a man, you had a right to disbelieve me. But when God turns around and speaks that I've told the truth, then you shouldn't disbelieve me anymore. Because if you disbelieve me now, you disbelieve him. Is that right? You believe I'm trying with all my heart to help you, trying to do everything I know how to do to help you. I am, Christian friends. I'm your brother, and I love you with the dearest of Christian love. I do that with all my heart. And I God forbid that I'd ever be a deceiver. Oh, I'd rather go on home right now to glory and take my reward there than to try to be here to try to be a deceiver or do something that was wrong. Oh, no, friend. I'm your brother, and I'm telling you the truth as my heart before God. If I found grace in your sight, you believe me tonight as God's prophet. As far as the divine gift, that's the truth. Here lays the Bible. It's over my heart. With all my heart, that's the truth. See? That's the truth. It's a divine gift that was given to me. Unmerited, I had nothing to do with it. It come by God's sovereign grace when I was born. I had it all my life. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Now, I use the gift just like a talent God give me, like the preacher preaching, the singer singing. I do this for what? For the glory of God, to try to let the people know that I'm telling the truth. That's right. And the Bible confirms just exactly what I'm saying, just the same as your pastor preaching out this Bible, and God confirms it with his word. Is that right? Now, here's the same thing. Now, remember me now and believe this. Every person in here was healed when Jesus Christ died at Calvary. His stripes healed you 1,900 years ago. And the only thing that I or any other minister could do would be point you to that. Now, I'm not much of a preacher as it comes to a preacher because my education is limited, see. But I love the Lord. But now, he's given me another thing to bring the gospel to the people. That's in this manner, as a prophet, as a seer that sees things before it comes to pass and what's going to be afterwards. And you know that's the truth. I wish I had somebody to come down there and heal everybody in there tonight. I'd do it, but I can't. It's already done. Now, do you believe that it's done? If you believe that it's done, you can, everyone, just go right out of here and be normal and well from this night on. Can you accept that? Can you believe it? Now, if I've told the truth these other things, and God's proved it to be the truth, don't you believe I'm telling you the truth now? Now, here's what God wants me to tell you, that he's healed every one of you, no matter what condition you're in. Believe it anyhow. Don't go by your feelings, by your looks, or by... Just believe it, and go testifying and praising God for it, and see if you don't start getting well and will be well. That's right. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Now, I tell you what I want you to do. I want every one of you to bow your heads, if you will, reverently. You know, it would be hard for Satan to stand in the midst of faith like this. He'd have a battle to do it. Where people here are being healed. I see a man sitting down here now looking, watching me, that was here on the pulpit a while ago, just as deaf as he could be, and his wife holding him by the arm. I guess she's weeping and thanking God for his healing. See, the spirit of deafness has left him. Now, if Satan will have to listen to the faith of God's people, don't you believe that he'll listen right now to me and will have to obey as we together cast him away from here and tell him to go from the people? Now, I want you to believe with all your heart, and you pray in your way while I'm praying. And now I'm going to pray for you, and then I want you all to pray together after I ask this blessing. Heavenly Father, now Satan is our adversary, and we know and we're not deceived about his shrewdness and about his divisiveness. We know that he's an evil man, and we know that he's shrewd, and he has lying wonders laying everywhere. And I know that he can work on that body of feelings and make people rely to those old senses and the feelings and so forth. But Lord, he cannot stand you. I know that. The church knows it. That where real, true, unadulterated faith is existing. And I pray, God, that in the heart of every man and woman, boy and girl here tonight, if we've been long here in the service, we've seen you in the Word, we've seen you in the power, we've seen you in the healing, we've seen you in discernment. What more? Well, Lord, we'd be altogether unbelievers if we left here without having a full assurance of you tonight. And now, Father, may your Spirit, may the angel of God, as leaving this platform, go out over this audience, spread forth as it was his great wings across this audience. And may the power of God dropping down through those great celestial places above, may it strike every heart in here, and may God heal everyone. May the power of God come upon them to give them the victory through faith. I now, as Jesus Christ's servant, rebuke every devil power that's binding the people in here, that he comes out of the people and leave them alone in Jesus Christ's name. Now let the people raise up and give a big shout and say, "Thank you, God. I accept my healing." And God will make you well. Come on, brother. Amen.